It's 2-0. Tough part of the order to navigate for DL Rutschman, Mountcastle, and Santander Ardu. The 2-0. Popped into left center field. This ball is deep. Going back on it is Perkins. He's settling in front of the fence, leaping up. Goodbye. Home run, Adley Rutschman. And Baltimore is back in front. It's 5-4. One of the great young players in the sport, Adley Rutschman, just got his first home run of the season. Now there's the third home run for Baltimore already. The ball is just flying here at Oriole Park. Ball was hit well. It did not off the bat look like a home run, I gotta tell you. But he hit it high enough that it rode the jet stream and Perkins ran out of room. Nobody out, nobody on, and Mountcastle looks at strike one. He homered to begin the scoring, did Ryan Mountcastle in the first. D.L. Hall's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a curveball. It's nothing in two. Adley Rutschman last year was almost an MVP. Hit 20 home runs as a catcher. Ground ball foul wide of third. Then it remains nothing in two on Mountcastle. Ball is 10 for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A great day to be a hitter here in Baltimore. Welcome back alongside Lane Grindle. I'm Josh Maurer. Home run from Adley Rutschman has made it 5-4 Baltimore in the bottom of the third. A foul back keeps it 0-2 on Mountcastle. Now he swings and misses through a curveball, and D.L. Hall strikes him out. Good Uncle Charlie, that is strikeout number four. Brought to you by Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. Meet with a specialist today. Learn it. OrthoWisconsin.com, all the information. It's a good bounce back for Hall, the former Oriole. And with one out, Anthony Santander, the cleanup batter. He was hit by a pitch in the three-run first inning. Then he takes curveball low, ball one. Third inning being brought to you by Sitco. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. 1-0 pitch. Santander took it in the dirt. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Brewers won last night 11-1. They've won three straight. Orioles lead 5-4 in the third here today. The 2-0 pitch. High fly ball foul third base side. Long run over for Oliver Dunn, but that ball is going to sneak about five rows into the seats. 2-1 on Anthony Santander. As you know, D.L. Hall came up with these Orioles. They made him a first-round pick in 2017 and developed him. Coming back in the Corbin Burns deal. 2-1 pitch is low on his former teammate. Santander is ahead 3-1. A lot of talk about what role he's going to be best suited to fill, starter or reliever. Brewers trying him as a starter. 3-1 pitch is low, and he walked him. Santander gets a second free pass. It's the first walk issued by Hall, but he also had hit Anthony back in that first. One on, one out. Jordan Westberg coming to the plate. With Baltimore in his two major league seasons, he only had one game started. Was almost exclusively used out of the bullpen, was DL with these guys. Timeout is called because we have a pitch clock violation. Right before Hall went into his stretch, the clock had hit zero. Home plate umpire Vic Carapazza issues the automatic ball against DL, so it's a 1-0 count on Jordan Westberg. Westberg has one of the three homers, a two-run shot out to right. 1-0 pitch, there's a strike with a changeup, 1-1. 5-4, Baltimore in front. The 1-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Curveball blocked by Contreras. And then it's 2-1. DL's a Georgia kid. Pitched some big innings in the playoffs for the Orioles last year. 2-1 pitch, line drive, left field base hit. Out of the reach of a lunging Adames. Frelick gets on it quickly, and so Santander will stop at second. Jordan Westberg is 2-for-2, and the Orioles have him on first and second with only one out. The run already in, and here comes Austin Hayes. Hall did strike out Hayes to end the first, and here comes Chris Hook for another mound visit. Brewers pitching coach making a slow walk out to the mound. It's brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Grand opening's coming up next month. I don't think Hall would tell you he's got his best stuff. But, of course, this is also a very rough day to be a pitcher with the conditions favoring the offenses so much. It's almost like you just have to figure out a way to grind your way through this best you can. You know you're going to give up some damage. You just need to limit it as best you possibly can.
Yeah, there are days where it's unreasonable to expect 6 innings and 2 runs. But you can still have a good start by keeping your team in the game. And that's really the objective now. I mean, this is going to be an offensive day. We've seen that from the beginning of this game. So now you try to compete your way through it and hope that you look up after 5 innings and your team's right there.
Yep. And right now the Brewers are right there. It's only 5-4 Baltimore as Austin Hayes comes up. And he swings and chops it softly foul. He got a first pitch curveball. It was 3-0 after one. 4-1 after two. The Brewers just scored 3 in the top of the third to tie it at 4, but one already home on the Adley Rutschman home run for the Orioles. So they lead the game 5-4, and they've got runners on first and second with one out. Hayes waits from the right, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, good one for a strike. Top of the zone, nothing and two. Shadows that were created by the grandstand behind home plate have crept out almost to the pitcher's mound. 0-2 pitch, fly ball right field. In comes Chorio, coming on hard, goes into a slide, can't get it, bounces in front of him. To third goes Santander. He'll hold up. He had to wait to see whether or not Jackson was going to make that catch, but he couldn't quite reach out and catch it. Base hit on a bloop by Austin Hayes loads the bases for the Orioles with only one out. Ball actually bounced off the ground as he went into that foot-first dive, and then it hit Jackson in the face off of the hop. So base is loaded for the hottest hitter in the American League right now, Colton Cowser. Pitch to him. Down and away, ball one. This is not a good scenario for the Brewers. Cowser singled and scored last inning. 9 hits in the last 5 games. 7 of them have gone for extra bases. The 1-0. Tried to check, but he committed on a slider that was outside. There's strike one, 1-1. Three on and only one out. Cowser, a lefty-lefty matchup, the 1-1, down and away. That time he did check on a slider, 2-1. Had not hit a home run in his big league career until Thursday when he homered twice in Boston. Then did it again yesterday. 2-1. Popped him up on the left side of the infield. That's a great pitch. And a call by Dunn on the outfield grass. Brewers third baseman makes the catch. That's a big second out. Of course, nobody can advance. The infield fly rule had been put into effect. Oliver caught it regardless. Getting that guy out anytime right now is big, but especially in that situation. Base is still loaded, and here comes James McCann, the veteran catcher. Biggest at-bat of the game thus far. Brewers trying to keep the deficit at one run. Pitch by Hall. Low on a changeup. Last inning, McCann took a called third strike. 33-year-old, 11th season in the major leagues for James McCann. Three on and two out. The 1-0. Good curveball. Bends in for a strike from DL. 1-1 the count. Set at the belt is Hall, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball towards the middle, but a play for Adames. He's got it on the second hop. Short flip to second for a force out. That ends the inning. Good job getting tough there by D.L. Hall. 6-4 fielder's choice. The run scores on the Adley Rutschman homer, but Baltimore strands three, and we head into the fourth inning. 5-4 Orioles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode. Because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Spend your Monday nights with the Brewers for Miller High Life Mondays, including this coming Monday when the team is back at American Family Field taking on the Padres to begin a three-game series. Grab terrace, infield, or outfield tickets for just $6 or Loge bleacher seats as low as $12. It's all courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at Brewers.com. Can't wait to be home Monday. 5-4 Baltimore, and here's Blake Perkins. Tried to bunt, but he bunted it foul right inside the box. A late square there by Blake against the right-hander Dean Kramer. It's nothing and one. Got one more game on this trip tomorrow afternoon here in Baltimore and then back home for three against the Padres. The Brewers are in a stretch now. 13 out of 16 games on the road. Baltimore leading 5-4. Perkins was able to draw a walk his first time. Kramer's 0-1 pitch is swung on and tipped foul. That one pretty much the same result as the bunt, but it came on a full hack, and it's nothing in two. Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more. Kramer into the windup, the 0-2. High and outside on a fastball on Blake Perkins. Great job by D.L. Hall in the third inning. It looked like the Orioles could put up a crooked number, but he held it to just one run. 1-2 pitch. Chopper back to the mound. It's bobbled by Kramer in and out of the glove, but he picks it back up. Throw to first just in time to get a hustling Blake Perkins for the out. Blake runs so well. You knew when Kramer didn't catch the comebacker cleanly, he might have a problem. but he kept it close enough by his feet that he was able to recover and just barely get Perkins out. 1-3 on your scorecard, and it brings up Oliver Dunn. Dunn has struck out twice. Those are the only two punchouts that Kramer has. He squares to bunt, pulls back, took a splitter in the dirt, though. 1-0. Dean Kramer, K-R-E-M-E-R. 1-0 pitch. Line deep to right field, away from Santander into the corner. That ball hits up off the fence. Playing the carom is Anthony Santander, and Oliver Dunn chugs into second base. He's got himself a stand-up double. That'll be the seventh hit for the crew, only the second for extra bases, and Oliver Dunn, who's been in a bit of a scuffle during the road trip, gets off the schneid. He turned around a high fastball and almost tied the game. He's got a quick bat. We've learned that. Every double means West Bend Insurance donates $75 to the MAC Fund. West Bend, the silver lining. Tying run at second, only one out for William Contreras here in the fourth. Kramer stretches and throws, and he misses low and away with a curve. Brewers' three-run rally last inning started when William reached on an error. He is 0 for 2. The 1-0. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Kramer approaching 70 pitches. No activity in the pen. Top of the fourth, 5-4, Baltimore leads. Dunn, good speed at second, the 1-1. Line drive up the middle and into center for a base hit. Dunn is rounding third. He's coming on in, and Couser's throw is going to be cut off. We're tied again. William Contreras delivers an RBI knock. And it's 5-5 in the fourth inning. The runs just keep coming fast and furious. It's now a 9-game hitting streak for Contreras. You figured on a day like today, he wasn't going to be held hitless for long. Got a two-seam fastball, and he hit it right back past where it was pitched.
There's been some kind of start to the season for Contreras.
Sal Frelick up there. Takes in the dirt blocked by McCann, and Contreras has to stay in place at first. Ball one. It is so early. We've only played 2 weeks. So I almost chuckle as I say this, but William Contreras looks like an MVP candidate.
Yeah, I mean, if you held the vote 15 games in, he'd get votes for it for sure, right?
He would have to.
You don't hold the vote 15 games in, though, just to clarify.
But he is on that kind of trajectory.
His value is way beyond his numbers. His numbers are elite. They're incredible, but the value is way beyond that because he's handling a pitching staff so well, too.
1-0 on Frelick, and he takes low, 2-0. Yeah, how about this? This is the Brewers' 13th game of the season. Contreras has been the catcher in all but one. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody except William. His older brother used to do that for years with the Cubs. Only one out, tied at five, and Sal in the driver's seat. The 2-0 in at the knees, a cutter for a strike, 2-1. Contreras has now driven in 14 runs. That's the team lead by plenty. The 2-1 to Frelick. Lifted foul down the left field line. That one slicing. In comes Austin Hayes. Out goes the third baseman, Westberg, but it's well in the seats, and it's 2-2. The thing that excites you about William Contreras, he's only 26. The Brewers have this guy for a lot of years to come, and he'll be in his prime. What a cornerstone. 2-2 the pitch. Frelick lifts it into shallow center. Out goes the shortstop Gunnar Henderson, about five or six steps onto the outfield grass to make the catch. And back to first goes Contreras. That's out number two in the fourth, and it brings up Willy Adames. Willie singled last inning, a little blooper. One for two and a run scored as well. He's had a great series here at Camden Yards thus far. Back and forth we go. We're tied at five in the fourth. And the pitch down in the dirt. Picked cleanly with a backhand by James McCann. Ball one on Willie. D.L. Hall will go back to the mound in the bottom of the fourth for the Brewers. He's given up at least one run in each of his three innings of work. It's a day for the offenses. 1-0 pitch. Willie takes a strike. Right at the knees with a sinker, 1-1. Adames has been hitting the ball extremely well to left field all weekend. The 1-1 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Willie's got himself a base hit under the glove of the diving Mateo. Stopping at second is Contreras. Second hit of this one for Adames. Finds a hole back through the box, and it's two on with two out. Jake Bowers with a go-ahead RBI opportunity here. Before he bats, get to see the pitching coach Drew French come out of that first base Baltimore dugout to visit Dean Kramer.
The way this game's going, there's going to be a path of dead grass between the dugouts and the mound, because we're going to have all of our allotted mound visits used before this one's over, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Misters Hook and French have each had to come out twice already. And now the Orioles are getting bullpen action loose for the first time. Keegan Aiken. That's a left-hander who's getting ready. Well, the left-handed batting, Jake Bowers, is the man coming up, but Aiken's not coming in for him. Drew French back to the dugout. All mound visits presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. What a game. 5-5 in the fourth inning. Brewers already have nine hits, including three here in the fourth, and here comes Bowers. Big spot, two out, and he takes a curveball high, ball one. Jake is 0 for 2. He did drive in a run with a soft ground out last inning. Came in hitting 154. They play him to pull on the infield, a left-handed hitter. The 1-0, strike with a fastball. Good placement there on the outside edge. Got about average speed on the base paths. Contreras at second, Adames at first. Two gone in the fourth, and the 1-1. High fly deep into right field. Can the wind push it back? All the way to the wall. Santander, see you later. Three-run home run riding the jet stream. Jake Bowers. It's his first as a Milwaukee Brewer, and it's a big one. A four-run fourth, Milwaukee's in front, 8-5. Get it up and get it out of here today. Jake Bowers with a massive swing against Dean Kramer. The Brewers have just tied a franchise record. This is their sixth game in a row, scoring at least seven runs. And they've got eight on the board. We are only in the fourth inning, folks. Here's Rhys Hoskins. He takes low, ball one.
This is starting to feel like one of those old college baseball games with the aluminum bats that Pat Murphy would manage at Rosenblatt Stadium with Arizona State.
1-0 pitch to Hoskins is a splitter for a strike. The only thing it's missing is the ping. Actually, it kind of reminds you of a Wrigley Field afternoon,
yeah,
on some days.
That's a good call. It really does.
1-1 to Hoskins. Taken low, it's 2-1. So the base is empty now with two out, four runs across. It's 8-5 Milwaukee. $100 going to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee from Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin for that homer by Bowers. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss by Hoskins. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Hoskins has homered and had an RBI single. The 2-2. Swing and a miss at a curveball. He is retired for the first time. And that's only the third strikeout for Dean Kramer. So the inning is over, but not before Jake Bowers puts the Brewers in front. Verdi trailed by three runs a couple of times today, but no problem for this offense. 8-5 to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jorge Mateo leads off the home fourth against D.L. Hall, now working with a lead, remarkably enough, and he delivers a fastball for a strike. Mateo, the number nine hitter in the Baltimore order, he popped out his first time. Hall working from the first base side of the rubber. Pitch lined in the left, but it's right at south. Nope, Frelick, I thought he was going to catch it. Instead, it landed well in front of him. Fooled me. And it's in there for a leadoff single by Jorge Mateo. You know, I think the outfielders today, they're even kind of spooked by the wind. Nobody wants to be super aggressive and charge in to try to catch something that might end up getting blown over their heads. Mateo is aboard that. Already the eighth hit for the Orioles. Top of the order, Gunnar Henderson, and he looks at strike one.
This game really fits a lot of Pat Murphy's message to his team, though.
0-1 pitch. Down and away with a slider, 1-1.
And one of the things Pat Murphy talks about, he talked about it a little bit yesterday on the pregame show with me, is that you can't control rain, you can't control wind, you can't control those elements and those things outside of what you do.
The 1-1 to Henderson, swinging a ground ball, smothered by the first baseman Bowers, goes to second from his knees, and he gets it to Adames for a force out. What a play by Jake Bowers. Diving to his right, he got it cleanly, and he gets a force out. Safe at first, the batter Henderson. There's one gone.
The one thing you can control is that the elements and all these things, it's the same for both teams. You can control your competitiveness. Keep competing, keep grinding, bring the fight to the field, if you will. And this team has done that again today.
They sure have. Trailing 3-0 and later 4-1, they now lead 8-5. Here comes Pat Murphy. Elvis Piguero has been warming up for a few moments in the bullpen, and he's going to make a pitching change. You got Rutschman and Mountcastle coming up, and it'll be Elvis Piguero who faces those two. So D.L. Hall ends up going 3 1/3 innings in his return to Camden Yards, and we've got a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. U.S. Cellular, proud to support the Brewers. They remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Piguero in, bottom of the fourth. One out, 8-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay and play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Elvis Piguero enters the game in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 8-5 Milwaukee. They just scored four in the top of the fourth. Then now with the runner at first, Henderson, then Adley Rutschman due up. It's Piguero to come in to face him. Rutschman now batting left-handed. As D.L. Hall is out of the game and Elvis is ready to work. Here's the pitch. A strike called. Slider starts him off. Rutschman homered last inning. Hall goes 3 1/3. He's done after 75 pitches. Gave up five runs at least on eight hits. Three homers. A one grounded foul up the first baseline by Rutschman. And it's nothing in two. Three homers today. You're just not surprised the way the wind is blowing. Walked one, struck out four, did DL. He'll have much better days than that, no question, moving forward. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 98-mile-an-hour sinker. What an entrance by Elvis Piguero. That was dominant against one of the league's better hitters. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. 4-0 ASAP, and now two gone in the fourth. That brings up Ryan Mountcastle. Elvis into his fifth game of the season. He's been terrific. Two wins, no losses, a 2.84 earned run average. Mountcastle, he swings and misses over top the sinker. Last time Elvis pitched, he actually had, by his standards, a very rough outing. That was Tuesday. Misses outside 1-1, his first out of the zone. Gave up a couple of runs on four hits in an inning and a third against the Reds. He's had a few days off, and his stuff looks great thus far. Mountcastle has homered and struck out. Two out, Henderson at first. The 1-1. Way outside, it's a wild pitch off the glove of Contreras. Gunnar Henderson up to second base. So the Orioles get a runner in scoring position. 2-1 on the batter. Let's get you a safe driving tip. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to stay focused, follow traffic laws, and be a defensive driver. Thank you to Schneider's. Mountcastle, very dangerous. Righty versus righty. Piguero's 2-1. Slider just missed. That was close. 3-1, though. There has only been, thus far, one half inning in which the offense didn't score a run. That was the top of the first. Brewers pitching, trying to do it in the fourth. And a strike called, a sinker at the bottom of the zone. May have gotten a call there. That appeared to be well below the knees, but it's 3-2 on Mountcastle. Vic Carapazza gave it to the Brewers. 3-2 pitch outside. He walked him on a slider. The ball four, and that brings up Santander representing the tying run in this 8-5 game. It's the one thing that on a day like today you just can't afford to do. You can't hand out free passes. Those are the things that lead to multiple run home runs. Santander has been hit by a pitch and walked. Two on, two out. Peguero's first pitch. Fastball outside. 1-0. This left-handed hitter, 28 home runs a season ago. 8-5 Brewers, 1-0 pitch. Swing and a line, smash, but foul up the first baseline. He missed extra bases by a few feet. Hard hit, 1-1, though. It's already been a good start, at least the power numbers this season. Santander, 3 homers, 13 runs batted in over the first couple of weeks of the season. Batting right around the Mendoza line. Henderson at second, Mountcastle first. Peguero's 1-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to first. Bowers has it behind the bag in the breadbasket. He will take it himself. 3 unassisted out, and the inning is over. There you go. There's the first zero of the game put up by Brewers pitching. It comes in the home fourth. We have completed 4 eventful innings. It's 8-5 Milwaukee. You're not turning this game off, folks. Lane has the play-by-play in the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Give the entryway to your home a brand new look with Larson Doors, now at Menards. Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. The Lakeview Storm Door features a screen-away retractable screen that disappears when not in use. It's on sale now through April 14th. Save big money on Larson Storm Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What are you making for dinner, Uke?
Just putting the finishing touches on my lean, juicy beef en bun.
What's in it?
Uzinger's, of course. It's a Mr. Baseball all-beef frank and a freshly baked roll.
Looks a lot like a hot dog, Bob.
Au contraire, my sausage-loving friend. Not all dogs are made the same. They might look like a fastball, but when it gets to the plate, you'll find out it's Uncle Charlie.
Falls right off the table. Looks can be deceiving.
You got that right. Hey, if looking the part was all it took, I'd have been an all-star a long time ago.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Good to go. American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possession, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
Bullpen door has opened for Baltimore. Left-hander Keegan Aiken into pitch as we've reached the fifth. Milwaukee 8, Baltimore 5. Hope you like offense, folks. Lane Grindle's back for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Josh. Aiken's first pitch to Bryce Terang is down and away. It's 1-0. What a game here in Baltimore this afternoon. Just had that feel from the beginning. Here's a bunt right back to Aiken. Backhands it, an underhand toss to first, takes care of Terang. And there's one away. Bryce had a good idea with the lefty falling off the mound the other way. But he just didn't get it close enough to the first baseline to give himself a shot. And here's Jackson Churio. 8-5. There have been 18 hits in this game already. First pitch to Churio, swung and fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, but I bet you dinner tonight, Josh, that 8-5 is not the final score.
I had no deal.
0-1. There's a strike, and it's 0-2. Churio has a hit today. He's 1-for-2. The pitch down in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Kramer, 4 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs, 6 earned in his start today. Aikens pitch, Tapper right back to him. Gets it on the second hop, runs halfway to first, and an underhand toss retires Churio. There's 2 down now for Blake Perkins. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. So a couple of ground outs right back to Aiken, the 29-year-old left-hander, former second-round pick. That was back in the 2016 draft. Aiken's pitch in there with a strike to Perkins, who's flipped around right-handed. And it's 0-1. Did not have good numbers a year ago. 0-1 is low, 1-1. Made 24 appearances for Baltimore last year with a 6.85 ERA. He's made 5 scoreless appearances so far this year. Here's the 1-1. Perkins checked on a pitch that missed upstairs, and it's 2-1. Aiken looks in, and the 2-1 pitch. Perkins, a ground ball off the end of the bat towards second base. Mateo fields and throws to first, and the Brewers retired in order for the second time this afternoon. Brewers unable to put any pressure on Aiken in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of 5. It's 8-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us, click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Whether upsizing, downsizing, or just right-sizing, the Addish & Jones sales team wants to get to know more about your home selling goals. Our real estate pros take pride in building lasting client relationships. If you're thinking of buying, selling, or building in the next 12 months, we're here to help. Addish & Jones and Signature Homes by Addish & Jones, your helping hand in real estate. Call Addish & Jones, then
call the Movers.
To 5 Milwaukee, bottom of the fifth inning here in Baltimore. Elvis Peguero back out there on the mound, and Jordan Westberg is the batter, and the slider misses low. It's 1-0. Westberg has had a good day. 2-run home run back in the first, a base hit in the third. He has 3 hits in this series, including last night's 1-for-4 effort. There's a strike with a sinking fastball, and it's 1-1. Edge of your seat kind of game. Don't blink or you might miss some action. Peguero's 1-1 pitch. Lined into right. That's down for a base hit for Westberg. He'll be content with a single to start up the bottom of the fifth. And here come the Orioles. This is going to take a lot of pitching, probably, to get yourself through all 27 outs for both sides. And Peguero hoping, though, he can bring some calmness to it. He was able to do that and get the Brewers through the bottom of the fourth inning and put up their first zero defensively of the game. Here's Austin Hayes. Pitch to Hayes, missed inside. It's 1-0. Hayes singled to right back in the third, broke up an 0 for 26. It was his first hit in the month of April. Peguero from the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. Hayes has been a big part of this roster over the last couple of years. One one fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-2 on Hayes. Well, springtime in Wisconsin, beautiful flowers, trees greening up, and the smell of Usinger's sausage on the grill. Brats, hot dogs, Italians, cheddar and jalapeno. Whew. All of them great. Check out the entire Usinger lineup at your local grocer. One ball and two strikes on Hayes. Peguero looks in. Long hold, and now a spin and a throw to first, and back in time is Westberg. The red-hot Colton Cowser is in the on-deck circle for Baltimore. Bowers holding Westberg on over at first base. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and just got a piece of that breaking ball and fouled it back into the net. And it stays at 1-2. Wind has been a factor all day long. Not many clouds in the area. Very few, just a few off in the distance. Shadows, though, have started to move across the infield. Both pitcher and batter are in the shadows. And now, I believe a balk has been called on Peguero by home plate umpire Vic Carapazza. And so Westberg is going to be awarded second base. And Pat Murphy is coming out to get an explanation from Vic Carapazza. Pat Murphy and Vic Carapazza still talking pretty calmly. Pat Murphy turns and heads back into the dugout. But Peguero called for a balk, and now the runner is at second. It was a disengagement violation, so I think maybe there was a misunderstanding that there was a disengagement earlier and both had been used, and maybe Elvis wasn't aware of it. 1-2 here on Hayes. The pitch missed inside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He did throw over once, and I do remember them putting both fingers out on that second disengagement, I believe. But I'm not sure he was aware of the first one. 2-2, swung on and fouled at the plate. And it stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Hayes. I think in Elvis's mind, that was disengagement number one. So a little bit of stress to pitch around here with the runner at second base and nobody out. 8-5 lead, though, for the Crew. 2-2 pitch to Hayes. Lined out to right. Churio broke in initially. Now takes a couple of steps back and makes the catch for the first out. Big first out for Peguero. You say an 8-5 lead, and that feels somewhat comfortable, but that feels like a half-run lead today.
Just ask the Orioles. They've had a 3-run lead twice.
Yeah.
That went away quickly.
So one away. Runner still at second, and here's Colton Cowser. Peguero kicks and delivers, and Cowser took low with a slider. It's 1-0. Cowser 9 for his last 18 at the plate. He has been a very difficult out, and that's an understatement, over the course of this week.
1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Came back with a really good slider. And it's 1-1. Peguero trying to put up back-to-back zeros for the Brewers. There's a strike with a fastball on the inner half, and it's 1-2. He combined with D.L. Hall to put up a zero in the fourth. Now trying to do it here in the fifth. Seems simple enough, but that is breaking news today. It has been a tough day for pitchers to keep the ball in the yard specifically. 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. Fastball right at the knees. Couser strikes out. And ortho ASAP strikeout for Elvis Peguero. His second in relief. And there's two down now for James McCann. Felt like a big at bat right now. Every at bat feels like a big at bat. And Peguero's pitched well so far. That was great location with that two-seam fastball. First pitch to McCann. Swing and a miss. Fastball down below the zone. It's 0-1. Ryan Hudson's getting loose in the Brewers bullpen currently. Peguero from the stretch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Came back with a slider. It's 0-2 on McCann. Leadoff single from Jordan Westberg. He got to second on a balk. He's still standing there with two outs. Peguero has thrown 28 pitches in relief. 0-2 pitch. Popped him up. Shallow center. Terang is racing out there. He's underneath of it and makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Peguero able to work around the leadoff single. And it's still 8-5 as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Yeah. 8-5, Brewers with the lead, and the Brewers will have a pinch hitter against Keegan Aiken. Here in the top of the sixth inning, they'll get Joey Ortiz to the plate to hit against the left-hander. So Ortiz hitting for Oliver Dunn here, and the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Good day for Oliver Dunn. He goes 1-for-3, but had that double in the fourth that really started up the big four-run inning. Ortiz flips this one foul and out of play, first base side. It's 0-2. A little sanity has been restored in this game right now. Three straight half innings without a run across. Almost felt impossible about an hour ago as Ortiz takes low, and it's 1-2. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Bruce Wood is our contestant. He's from Sheboygan. As Ortiz takes a changeup outside, it's 2-2. Bruce will win a gift card jackpot of $50 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. Boy, is it a good day for you to be the contestant, Bruce. The pitch rolled right back to Aiken. Finds it in his glove and throws to first. And he's made four outs since coming into this game on the mound. Three of them have been ground balls right back to him. One away for William Contreras. Bruce, $100 added to the total for each additional home run in the sixth. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Here's Contreras, first pitch to him. Swing and a miss at an elevated fastball. It's 0-1. 8-5 Milwaukee, trying to win the series this afternoon. 0-1 pitch, chopped foul. That hit Contreras in the box after it hit the ground. He says he's fine. It's 0-2. Feels like there's a long way to go in this one, even though it's the top of the sixth. There's some chapters to write in this game yet. 0-2 is high, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch, up and in. 2-2, the count on Contreras. Brewers against a team that many had picked as a World Series favorite at the beginning of the year. 2-2 is down and away, and the count is full. 3-2. So Contreras has worked the count full here after falling behind 0-2. Aiken brings home the 3-2 pitch. Ground ball right side, backhanded by the first baseman. The throw to first, not in time. Contreras able to beat Aiken to the bag as Mountcastle had to come so far off the bag to come and field it. And Aiken, a left-hander, a little late to get over there and cover. And Contreras has himself an infield single. So William with a two-hit day. Feels like he rolls out of bed and has two hits before he even comes to the ballpark. Hit that off the very end of the bat. And a runner at first now for Sal Frelick with one away. Pitch to Frelick, a swung on and fouled in the dirt. It's behind home plate. And it's 0-1. New baseballs run out to our home plate umpire, Vic Carapazza. Frelick gets back in the box. He's got a hit today, 1-for-3 for Sal. 0-1. And he took down and away. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Aiken looks at first. And the 1-1. Sal checked, but it didn't matter. A slider for a strike, and it's 1-2. Just as you'd imagine, the shadows keep creeping further and further out onto the field. Most of the infield now in the shadows. And a called third strike. Fastball that caught the outside edge. And Frelick down on strikes. And there's two away for Willie Adames. Willie has two hits today. He's 2-for-3. What a series he's had. He has five hits in this series. And Brendan Hyde is out of the dugout, and this appears to be it for Keegan Aiken. It is. He's going to go get a right-hander to face Willie Adames here in this top of the sixth inning. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. We're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Johan Ramirez. You remember him. He was a Met a couple of weeks ago and was involved in some drama with the Brewers. He's an Oriole now, and he's coming into this game to face the Brewers for the third time already this season. 8-5 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Stop at Menards and check out our selection of high-quality MasterForce tools. Easily take on your outdoor cleaning projects with MasterForce. MasterForce pressure washers have the power you need to make short work of any job. Pick up a MasterForce 3000 PSI electric pressure washer on sale through April 14th. Save big money on MasterForce tools and check out our flyer on Menards.com for more great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you trust your insurance agent?